Remodeling. Struck with purpose, my father and grandfather worked silently together in a language of pointing and nods. My brother and I knew not to ask questions when we brought them lunch on plastic trays, tuna salad sandwiches swaddled in napkins, the pitcher of lemonade that left vanishing halos on top of the brick wall. They'd work until the sky forgot the sun, our new red door, only one in the neighborhood, pulsing beneath the streetlight's glow. My father would lose that house and never earn enough to own again. What mattered was they let us carve our names into wet cement. And for 2 perfect months, she was whoever we wanted her to be. That woman kneeling in the moonlight, the marble sink shimmering in the middle of a wallless, roofless room.